Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Capozzoli, and welcome to the How to Tour Italy radio show. We are here now in Florence, actually doing a segment with my friend Gabriella from Il Bargello B&B. Welcome to the show, Gabriella.
Thanks. Hi.
Thank you for being a part of the show. This is wonderful, and I'm very, very excited about this for a couple of reasons. One, I'm downtown Florence, which is one of my favorite cities in the entire world, specifically here in Italy, of course. And secondly, I've actually stayed here as a guest last year, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And Gabriella is actually from Montreal, where a lot of my family comes from. So we go back even further than just staying at her wonderful B&B in Florence. So thank you for being part of the show. It's wonderful.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. And so how's everything going? I know the tourist season has begun, and how's business going for you? Pretty well.
Actually, things are going pretty well. We've been real lucky this year because this year we're in Rick Steves' 2009 edition book. So that's giving us a real big push. And actually, Steve was actually here. Rick was here just a couple of days ago, which was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually. I have to admit that.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's awesome. In fact, it's funny because I know that businesses that do make Rick Steves' book do very, very, very well for themselves, and they should. I mean, he is kind of the, I guess for lack of a better term, the big man on campus for tour books and companies and businesses that make it, by all means, they should be there. So good for you.
It is. For free publicity, because you can't pay to be in his book and you can't ask to be in his book. So for free publicity, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
Yeah, we're happy.
Well, good stuff. And what I love about this, we're actually doing the radio show live right now from the balcony of the Bargello or the B&B. Which I guess maybe the rooftop garden is a better way to put it.
Yeah, rooftop terrace, that's it.
Which is fantastic. And just to give you a perspective, everybody, I am literally looking at the tower from the Bargello, which is the, I wrote about it, it's on my blog, and actually covered it in my radio show as a segment before, and the segment's actually titled The World's Sexiest Prison, and when you come to Florence, you'll know exactly what I mean.
That's great.
So you can see it right here from the terrace, and it's a wonderful, wonderful view. Not to mention, your overview, you can see the tower from Palazzo Vecchio and everything else.
The dome,
yeah, that's true. You can see if you turn around the other way, you can see the top of the Duomo, which, and I always say this, I think that the Duomo of Florence, when people say the Duomo, they always mean the Duomo of Florence. They don't mean the one in Milan. They don't mean anything
else.
Right. Which is good stuff. But, Gabriella, I was just curious, what got you started in the B&B here? How did you decide to open
actually,
this up?
Actually, basically on a whim. I moved to Italy, actually, Florence, 13 years ago, because I just love Florence. So I moved here. I was already living here, and then I met my husband. And then basically on a whim, I said, how about we do a B&B? Sounds like a good thing to do. Fun thing to do, actually, and it is. I love doing it. And we've been doing it now for 5 years. We're going into our sixth summer season. Our renovations took just about 4 years, though. That was a long, long, painful process. very painful process. But everything always worked out. So we did a lot of the work ourselves, and we're really happy with the results. And it's basically really is home.
Oh, I'll bet. And it is a beautiful, beautiful place. The renovations, I should say, I mean, having stayed here and then coming back and actually staying in other B&Bs, I mean, I think that this is the creme de la creme. I mean, we stayed after we left here at a small one in Siena, which is very nice. But I would give the one in Siena a C-, where this one here for you is an A+.
And, oh, wow. Thanks.
it's wonderful. And I thought, too, that the breakfast that you served and the people that were here, it was great. You almost got a sense that they were travelers as opposed to tourists, which is very, very nice.
Exactly. Best thing about this is everybody who comes here, because so far everyone who's been here, honestly, has been fantastic. Everyone has been great. I don't know if we're just lucky, but everyone's fantastic. I love everybody who comes here. They're wonderful.
That's great. And you have a wonderful website, I should say. And forgive me, it's www.ilfirenze.
No, Firenze-bedandbreakfast, all written out, all stuck together, .it.
Firenze-bedandbreakfast.
.it.
And there'll be, by the way, everyone, there'll be links on the radio show, so you don't have to try to remember that if you don't off the top of your head. But the website's very, very cool. It's in Italian. It's also in English.
And also in French.
Being
from Montreal.
That's right, being from Montreal. And it's great. The pictures are true to life, meaning that what you see is what you get. Those pictures are wonderful.
They're not misleading.
Not even a little bit. They're not. And we're sitting up here. We chose to do the interview here from the terrace because it's so absolutely beautiful. And now that we're here in the summer, we are here in October, which is a beautiful time to be in Florence, of course, but now it's nice and sunny. It's a beautiful day. The breeze is coming through.
We can even see Fiesole up on the other side of the hill.
There's Fiesole over there.
It's wonderful.
It is nice here. I do love it. And so what are you most excited about in terms of, you know, being part of the B&B? Because one thing I thought was wonderful about your expertise is all the wonderful restaurants that you're able to recommend and little things like that that make staying here in Florence feel a little bit more like a local as opposed to a tourist.
Exactly, because I love Florence. I moved here because I love Florence. So I want everyone who comes here to actually enjoy their experience. And in enjoying Florence doesn't just mean going to the museums. It means the cuisine. It means walking around, enjoying the people. I even let them know the people's names when they go to the restaurants and, like, ask for him, ask for Alessandro, because, you know, he'll have an eye look for you, he'll look out for you sort of thing. So
that's true.
Yeah.
And we did that. We took your advice, and we went to, and forgive me, I'm a little bit tired. I've been doing work all day and shooting videos and stuff.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that wonderful restaurant with the church pews?
Birreria Centrale. It's right down the road from us.
It's wonderful, too. And I should say, up to this point, I've been to Florence a number of times. That has been my favorite dining experience here. The food was wonderful. The people were fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's wonderful.
It is. And I had, if I could just kind of give a short story about that, we went and we tried a pasta misto, like a little platter of different types of pasta with, you know, Tuscan influence here. And then we had crostini misto, which is a mix of different types of crostini. And then, of course, we finished with a Florentine steak, which there's nothing quite like it in the world, I don't think.
No.
It's amazing. And it was great. I mean, the service was wonderful. You're sitting on church pews, and they open, what, 7 o'clock, I think?
Yeah, 7 p.m.
7 p.m., and the people do line up to come in. So make sure if you want to eat there, you can risk coming in a little bit later, but if you want to guarantee a seat, try to get there early so you can get in.
It's a very, very small little place. So in the winter, they only have the indoor seating, which is very limited. In the summer, they have the outdoor seating,
right,
a little square also. But in the winter, fill it real fast. 25 people, it's full.
Yeah, exactly. And the cool thing, too, about the Bargello, the Il Bargello B&B here, is it's so centrally placed. I mean, you are literally, I'd say, 12-second walk, not even, to the Bargello, of course. And then to Piazza Signore, you'd say, what, 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Maybe. I mean, it's
right
there. If
you window shop.
Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful. And then from there, the Duomo is right down the street.
We're basically right in between, right in the middle of everything.
Yeah,
so
it's great. And off a little side street, and there's a little cafe on the corner. After you have breakfast here at the B&B, of course, you can go, and they're wonderful. I always stop in, and they're affordable prices for the cafe and for if you want to take a little drink.
The little guy right around the corner?
Yeah, rum and pear.
He's great because he doesn't close between lunch and dinner either.
Yeah.
It's a great place to keep in mind. Most places close between lunch and dinner, and they're always open. So.
Yep, they are always open. And we even passed there when I was here last and stayed a little bit later, had some drinks. They brought us a little bit of pizza just to kind of soak up the alcohol. And that's the funny thing.
I love that.
Yeah. That's the best part, I think, about Italy. I think the Italians see the Americans come and drink a little more than they probably think we should. And they always are like, you're drinking too much. Try some of this. Have a sandwich. Soak some of that up. Are you crazy? And I always laugh. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I do this all the time. So it's cool.
The way they say in Italy, if you drink and you don't eat, you're a lush. But if you eat along the way, then it's fine.
And it's perfectly normal.
Exactly.
There was I think it's the name of the gelateria is Gram. Did I say that right?
Yes, Gram. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's right around the corner from here as well. It's not too far.
No, it's right close to the Duomo.
Oh, I have to say, everyone, it's probably the best gelato I've had in Italy, I think, across the board.
Yeah,
I mean,
the pistachio and the dark chocolate is heavenly.
It really is.
It's my favorite.
And they went, I think you said last time that they ran out of pistachio and they just stopped serving it because they actually go, they drive down to Sicily, or not drive to Sicily, but they go to Sicily to their
orchards
to pull their own pistachio to put into the gelato, and they ran out, so they didn't serve it anymore. That's how authentic it is.
Exactly. They don't just use fresh fruit. They grow their own fruit to make their ice cream.
Oh.
So in the winter, you will never find strawberry because there's no strawberries in the winter.
Isn't that awesome? And you know, I just found out actually that Grom has, or if it's not open yet, they are opening a location in New York, in Manhattan.
Ooh, wow.
So for anyone out there in New York, definitely look it up. It's Grom. So just Google that, see Grom Gelato, and you'll find the locations there because their website's actually really nice. They did a good job with it.
Wow.
It's very cool. So just out of curiosity, I think if you can tell us some of your secrets or some of your favorite things to do here in Florence as a tourist, if you wouldn't mind, Gabriella.
My God, the list is so long. The Bargello, most definitely. It's one of the most underestimated museums, I think, in Florence. But it's wonderful because it's very art in your face. So if the statue was in the middle of the room on a pedestal, it still is. It's a sculpture museum. It has the old armory, the coins, the building itself. It used to be the old prison, actually. And it's been completely renovated. The courtyard is beautiful. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. Then, of course, the Uffizi goes. Well, all the artwork there is wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. And San Marco gets overlooked often.
It does.
It does. Because it's a little bit further out, and there's just, honestly, there's so much to do in Florence. You really just have to pick and choose. So I won't even mention David, obviously, because that just goes without saying.
Right.
And then out of the churches, the one on top of the hill on the lookout point, Piazzale Michelangelo, there's a church further up called San Miniato Monte. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. And the monks there do the Mass in Gregorian chants, actually. every day at about 5 or 5:30. I think they're on their summer schedule. It should be around 5:30.
That is fantastic. So at Piazzale Michelangelo, everybody, that's just outside of downtown Florence.
Right up the hill.
Yeah, right up the hill. So you could take a bus, you could walk, you could take a cab. If you're not sure how to get there, you don't want to get lost, maybe jump in a cab or spend a few euros. So it's Piazzale Michelangelo. You have a wonderful view, by the way, from Piazzale Michelangelo of Florence and all the beautiful rooftops. And the Gregorian chant is something not to miss. It is, I don't know if it's Gregorian chant.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Because there's a few different kind of schools of chant, if you will. And that, is something not to miss. I think that is one of my favorite things that you can experience here in Italy, the Gregorian chants. And I'll tell you another time in a different segment. One of my experiences in Venice that I had when they had a international chanting competition. And I'll get into that another
time.
It was truly, truly amazing. But in Piazzale Michelangelo, oddly enough, through the entire month of May, if you're here, the iris flower has a they plant them, and then when they're in bloom at this time of the year. So right now they're having kind of a showing for the entire month of May about showing up all the iris flowers that. I learned the other day that there is an iris foundation here in Florence. It was new to me.
Actually, I have to honestly say it's new to me too.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, there's always something new, and that's the thing about Florence. I mean, there's a reason that this is the city that gave birth, if you will, to the Renaissance, and it's because that everything is so painstakingly cared for and delivered with such passion. Anything that you see, anything that you do, you always know that you're getting the best of the best here, and there's a reason that Tuscany is, in my opinion, the place to come in Italy. I mean, and I'm a little bit biased. I mean, it's actually my favorite dialect of Italian is the Tuscan.
It's actually real Italian.
Yeah.
Not just, well, Florentine, they aspirate the sea a little bit, but Toscano would be the real Italian. This is where Dante was from.
Yeah, that's true.
Forefather of the Italian, modern Italian language.
Yeah, he's the guy. And Dante Alighieri, his home is right around the corner from here. Right down the street. And what's beautiful about that, you can actually visit the church that Dante's Beatrice is buried. And it's kind of, in my opinion, in terms of a love story, any kind of, if you're a romantic in any way, you could see where Beatrice is. And people come to this day and they write letters to Beatrice asking for her guidance on their love and their passion and things in life. So,
Very romantic city.
It really is. And it's actually written in Italian for the most part. So suffice to say that, it's a wonderful place to be. So how do people get a hold of you, Gabriella, to come and book rooms here? And how far in advance should they reach out if they want to stay?
Well, honestly, they should a little bit in advance, because Florence is a very popular city also. We're almost always busy. So as soon as they know when they want to come, even just have an idea,
sure,
just to let us know and contact us via email at info@firenze-bedandbreakfast.it. And then I'll just answer the email back, or they can call.
Right.
And the phone number here is 055 for Florence, 215330.
Perfect. And as you can see, I mean, this is Gabriella that's being interviewed here. She speaks perfect English, perfect Italian, and perfect French. So feel free to call and speak in any of those three languages.
No problem.
Which is wonderful. And I think that we stayed in the room at the end of the hall on the right, and it was wonderful because that individual, now I'm not telling any, all the rooms are beautiful here, of course, in the terrace, but we were lucky enough to have a room with its own little private balcony, if you will.
Exactly. That's the Giotto room. That used to be my old room, because our first 3 years that we were open, I actually lived here on premises with my husband, and we had that room. And then the lady across the hall from us moved out, so we moved across the hallway, and now we have a little girl. That's why we moved out. We're
right
across the hallway, though.
That's right, and that's another great thing. Gabriella is always here, always available, and right across the hall with great advice, information that you might need. And like I said, the Giotto room was wonderful for us because, and the bathrooms here, I should also point out, this isn't always the case. The bathrooms are wonderful here because they are stand-up showers,
exactly.
Which is sometimes tough. That you'll find that it's difficult to find here sometimes in Italy. That is a big deal, everybody.
Yes, yes. Everybody has their own private bathroom with shower, most definitely. Air conditioning, Wi-Fi, which is free also.
Exactly. And it is actually Wi-Fi. We were here. We stayed. It is a high-speed connection. It's very, very nice. So you really can't go wrong. If you're staying in Florence, there is no reason not to stay here. You're in the middle of everything. It's located right around the corner from any of the major sites that you want to see. So one more time, the website.
Okay, our website is www.firenze- that would be the minus sign, bed and breakfast, all written out, all stuck together, .it.
Thank you very much, Gabriella, for being a part of the show. And I wanted to once again mention, make sure you at least contact and have Il Bargello on the list of places that you should or want to stay. If you can stay here, by all means, do so. You're in the middle of everything, and the rates are wonderful, and the place is as well located as you'll ever find here in Florence. So with that, Gabriella, thank you very much for being a part of the How to Tour Italy radio show and the How to Tour Italy project.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for coming back.
My pleasure. Ciao.
Ciao.
Dream Dreaming of renting a villa in Italy? Papavero Villa Rentals, your Italy experts, will make that dream come true. We specialize in Italy 100% of the time. It's our passion and we love what we do. We're experts on travel to Italy and we're here to help you plan the perfect trip. From the Italian Alps to the beaches of Sicily, we personally select each property to assure your comfort. We travel to Italy multiple times a year to inspect and revisit each property to assure your physical comfort as well. We thump the pillows, check the water pressure, and sleep in the beds. We know each property intimately and are happy to help you choose the one that best suits your desires. And we don't stop there. Our frequent trips to Italy enable us to arrange day tours and services, all pre-approved by us so you can book with confidence. No matter what your dream may be, a stunning villa with staff on Lake Como, a country cottage in Tuscany, a chic apartment in Rome, or anything in between, trust your dream to Papavero Villa Rentals. Call us toll-free at 1-866-737-0000. That's 1-866-737-0000. Or visit us online at papaverorentals.com.